This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home. Well, hey there, families. It is time for a new episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. I am your host, Wendy Snyder, certified positive parenting educator and family life coach, and I'm so excited that you are here listening with me today. Today, I have Eileen Robertson Hamra on the show to talk to us about triumphing through grief. And I was so excited when I had the chance to sit down with Eileen because I think right now is still continues to be such a tense time in our nation, in our world, and a lot of us are processing grief. And Eileen's story is one of very intense grief. She actually lost her husband in a plane crash back in 2011. But before you tune off, you know, thinking, oh gosh, this is too intense, I can't listen to this. This is a story about finding silver linings, about looking for miracles, about being guided by spirit. This is a story about triumph. And Eileen is someone I know at the end of this interview, when we started, it was, you'll hear me talk about it, but it's when we recorded this, it was the day after we had such a horrible, day on Capitol Hill here in the United States. Something that none of us had ever seen in our lifetime, and I think in the history of the United States, and it scared the heck out of most of us, right? And so I came, as I was recording this with Eileen, just feeling like a giant rock was on my chest. I was feeling filled with fear. I was just sad, anxious, all the things. And after this conversation, I felt better. I felt like I could breathe again. And I think just so many things we talk about is going to help settle your soul right now, too. So it's a new year. 2021 is going to be bright. It is a year of thriving. I am proclaiming it to be the year of thriving for you, for me, for our nation, for our world. And I know that you are going to be so blessed by this conversation with Eileen today. So happy listening. Thanks again for being here. If you wouldn't mind making sure you leave us a review after you subscribe over on iTunes, we'd be so grateful. It usually takes less than 3 minutes to leave a review and push the subscribe button over on iTunes. We're so grateful for you. Happy listening.
Well, hey there. I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families, and welcome to a new episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. I am so excited to have Eileen Robertson Hamra on the show today. Welcome, Eileen.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. You guys, this is going to be an incredible conversation. Eileen is a health coach who does incredible work in the world right now, but she's also the author of a book called Time to Fly. And her story that she's going to share a little bit with us about today is all about triumphing through grief. And I'm just going to go ahead and pass the microphone over to you, Eileen, because I want you to tell us a little bit about what that means to you. I know at the time of this recording, it's the day after there has been massive civil unrest in our nation's capital. Of course, it's just at the beginning of 2021 when we're coming out of a really intense year of COVID. And it just feels like there's been grief. Every month, there's a new sense of grief to process through. And so I'm just really excited to hear your wisdom today. I know you're going to share your story about just the tragedy you made it through and triumphed through. And then also, I would love to hear your thoughts on what we can do to process grief in a healthy way and also triumph and find silver linings throughout the process.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I hope I can fulfill all of that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. So, where would you like me to begin? You want me to
Tell us about your book, because I know it's just a beautiful story, and I want listeners to really hear the reality of what happened to you and how you found the silver lining. And I know your book tells us all about it, but tell us a little bit about the book and your story.
Sure. So the story is about the loss of my first husband, Brian Robertson. So this was in 2011, December 22nd. So we just celebrated the 9-year anniversary. So it was unfortunately 3 days before Christmas, and he unfortunately died in a plane crash. And at the time I had 3 young children. I still have 3. Actually, now I have 4 young children, but they were 4, 7, and 8 at the time. And I was 41. Yeah. So it was nothing expected, and it was out of the blue, and it was pretty awful. And so the story I share in the book starts there, and then I take you through the steps of my own grief, my own redefining who I was, because I, you know, had my whole identity tied up in being Mrs. Brian Robertson and the wife and the mother and all of the things that I thought my life was going to look like. And then I go through just redefining myself, what was important to me, and what was I going to do now? And then also what it took to open myself up to loving again and trusting again and being vulnerable again. And opening myself up to meeting my new husband, Mike, who, so we've been married. Actually, our 5-year anniversary will be on the 16th of this month in January. And often some people are like, that's like enough of a story. And then I tell people like the next piece and they're like, holy camole. But like then really opening up myself to having another child. And
wow, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I had 3 young children. I was done having children. And I was 42 when I met Mike and had Zach at 46. So
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I, for a long time, I would tell people stories about like what I was going through and some of the miracles of like, just some of the spiritual things, like, you know, feeling like Brian was leading me or feeling him around me. And they're like, oh my God, you got to write a book. You got to write a book. You got to write a book. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll write a book, but I'm not like, I was not like a writer. That wasn't my degree. I'm like a management science MBA in finance kind of girl. And, nice. I, you know, took on writing this book, and it wasn't until I was actually pregnant with Zach that I was like, oh my God, this is that story of like tragedy to quote triumph, you know, basically creating something new from tragedy that, you know, you can never fix what was lost. Like I could never fix my family. I could never, even though I desperately tried and felt roadblocked many times where I just wanted to fix it. I even, you know, I wanted to fix it with Mike. I wanted to like, you know, lose husband, insert new husband. Is it fixed yet? And it's like, it isn't ever like that, even though you want it to be. But the beauty and the possibility of creating something new, a new family, a new life, while still honoring the past and honoring Brian, and, you know, being inclusive. So anyway, that was like a really long story, but that's why I wrote the book. That's, you know, just to help people realize they're not, you know, your story won't be my story, but like, if you're experiencing something where everything you thought was going to happen in your life isn't going to happen anymore, you know, who was so sad and couldn't imagine. And I really could not imagine ever being happy again. And actually am, like, legitimately, authentically, like, I live a good, great life. And, you know, what was that journey like? And that's what I share in the book.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I know I'll have Laura add your book to the shop page of the Fresh Start Family Show. And I look forward to reading it because it sounds amazing. But I want to ask you a few questions. So I heard you say it now, and I've heard you say it before in your story about how you really felt like you were being guided through this, right? So talk to us a little bit about what that looked like and just, you know, the idea that you're not alone, and whether that's being guided by people you love that have passed on, or just knowing that you're not alone and going through the process. What did that look like for you as far as just finally embracing, like, you are not alone?
Okay. So right after Brian died, it was Christmas time, and it was, you know, it was awful. We were actually flying from Southern California to my parents' place and house in Pennsylvania. And it was our plane. And he was the only one in the plane, thank goodness. But we had packed up all the Christmas gifts to give to the kids. And so the day after the crash, my dad and my brother went out to the plane to gather what they could that could be salvaged for Christmas and get what we needed from the plane. And someone had called the airport and said, I'd like to talk to Eileen. And would she call me? And so I was like, and it was a funeral director. He owned a funeral home. And I was like, it's kind of odd for a funeral home to like solicit, you know, <Right. laughs> I'm like, that's kind of just not normal. But my brother, it was like, you should call, you really should call. So I was like, okay, you know, this feels like a little like an ambulance chaser, but I call up and he said, Eileen, my name is Al Cooner, and I own the funeral home down the street from your parents' home. And I'm a pilot, and I was in the landing pattern, which basically he was flying that night, the night before as well. Because I landed a half an hour before Brian was supposed to land. I heard him in the pattern, and I want to take care of all your funeral expenses.
Oh my gosh!
So I was like, okay, so now I have a pilot funeral director. It was, again, it was Christmas time, and you know, he basically said, you know, we're not going to plan something right this minute. Like, you need nobody's in the office. You know, like, go ahead, do Christmas, but the day after Christmas, we'll connect and we'll start the planning of the memorial.
Wow. What a blessing. Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline Franklin to grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
Yeah. And then he said to me, as like Brian and I were spiritual, but not religious, like, you know, mm-hmm. So I didn't really want to have it in a church. Cause I was like, I don't even know what church I would even, or synagogue or temple or, you know, like,
yeah.
Anyway. So I said, but I really want it to be somewhere special. And his caterer, he hooked me up with a caterer in Baltimore, and she suggests the Baltimore Museum of Industry. Brian was a serial entrepreneur. And it has a twin engine plane hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, and I was my like, gosh.
I know. So I was like, really? Pilot, funeral director, business museum with a plane hanging from the ceiling on the waterfront. Brian was obsessed with the water. I was like, okay, what's happening here? What's happening? You know, like I clearly felt like, okay, I'm being guided clearly. And everything that it just kind of, in a way, felt like I just needed to open my eyes and look around and see what was there and be open. And I did really feel like I was being taken care of, both wow. by the people on the ground, but also I was like, dude, are you planning this thing? How is this possible? How is this happening? And,
oh, it gives me chills. Now I say that's like when I feel like the Holy Spirit's moving, because it's like chills just went through my whole body. Like that's, yeah, that's no coincidence to me.
No. And the whole story of me meeting Mike and falling, you know, that whole thing, it's also full. I'm not going to go into it.
Yes.
It's full of miracle. You know, it's like, being guided and being open and looking and seeing, and it doesn't always look like you think it's going to look. I think that's one of those things. Like you feel like you're being guided, but you're like, I want to be guided like this.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, and the guiding sometimes doesn't come like that. Right. Like the guiding sometimes hurts, and it's not something that we want. It's, or we think we want. But when we're open, right, to it. Yeah. So
that's beautiful. Gosh. And, you know, again, I think of all the different types of listeners right now. And I know God's going to put this in the ears of someone who has lost a husband and has, you know, experienced this type of intense tragedy and grief. And then I think there's going to be other listeners who are experiencing the grief that I talked about earlier of just like, everything has changed in our world, right? Where you have so many things you touched on of like, you thought this year was going to be this year, this type, or you thought that your kids were going to be able to graduate from college on a stage, or you thought your kids were going to be able to go to kindergarten. And now it's just not, right? Like everything's changed. And it's so encouraging to hear you share a real life story about how having that open heart and those open eyes to see those beautiful spiritual sources of guidance to confirm that you're not alone and that you are being guided is really encouraging, because I think it's a message we all can lean into right now. Because if we can just stay focused on the light and know that we're going to be okay, right? Like we're going to be okay. And there's sources of light all around us and we're not alone. I mean, I just want to like wrap myself in that blanket right now.
Yeah. And what's coming to my mind right now too, is like, just sort of, and I think a lot of, I don't know if you watched the news, I'm sure everybody did, or lots of people did, but, and some people just had to turn it off, which is also completely okay. Cause sometimes I do think, you know, in times of tragedy, self-care is like so important. And tuning into what you need is so important. But also I was just thinking about the perspective of like, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. And not like that's the truth.
Right.
Like it's just a perspective that you can try on and think about, because it's like, well, if this is for me, for my growth, for my development, for my further expansion of, and this is how I felt. I was like, oh my God, like, for me to, I actually did have the experience. I was like, oh my God, I did not know how to love this deeply before he died. And I didn't know that I didn't know. Right. Yeah. Like I thought I was a deep lover or what, you know, like not lover like that, but you know what I mean? Like I thought I knew about that and I did. And then this opportunity, you know, of losing Brian and really having to slow way down and having compassion for myself, for my kids, for my family, for Brian's family, everyone. It was like, whoa, I did not know. And I did not know how loved I was to think, you know, or how loved my family was. Like, I think that was one of those opportunities in grief and loss that you don't get, because it's like how many people are reaching out to you and telling you that they love you. And it's like, whoa. And this love is always present. We're just not always, you know, we just don't always see it or feel it. Yeah. So
that is a perfect example of one of the silver linings that you've been able to see. And it's so meaningful to hear it from you, right? Because yeah, those of us who haven't had a massive tragedy like this, it can feel so dismissive and almost eerie to me. But I say it all the time, and I've been really trying to lean into it this year of like, okay, it's not happening to me, it's happening for me. And like silly little things, like I'll lose a contractor that I was like really invested in, as far as like someone who does my Facebook ads or is my PR manager. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why did you leave me? What is happening? And then I remember like, okay, this is happening for me, not to me. Like, God, what are you going to provide here? What are you going to fill this with? What exciting things are going to happen? And it can feel awesome. But at the same time, you know, when I sit with someone like you, it just also doesn't feel quite right. But to hear it from you, that you were actually able to embrace that. And the silver lining was seeing how much you care and how much you are loved, because that is one of the byproducts of sadness, right? I mean, I think all emotions are perfectly designed. Happy, sad, mad, hurt, scared are the main five I teach in my programs. But sadness truly shows the like tender, giant heart that we have and how much we care. And it's often not till we experience massive sadness that we are able to really feel that deep love that is so like part of like, that's one of the biggest things in life, is like to know this isn't just an organ, this heart. Like it is powerful. It is just incredible. It's magnificent. And so that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. Another question for you, Eileen. The idea that anything is possible. Talk to us about that, you know, as we are experiencing or processing through any type of grief, this idea that it may feel like when I read that, I'm like, okay, it sure feels like it's the end of the world. Like especially right now, I see the pictures of like people in Auschwitz sweatshirts that have like stormed our Capitol. I'm like, this feels like Handmaid's Tale. This feels like the end of the world. And it's not, right? Anything is possible. Please tell me, Eileen, that anything is possible.
Yeah.
Just like having a beautiful baby at 46, right?
You know, I think it's one of those things too, like when I say anything is possible. And one of the things I like to punctuate about that is like, it's almost like allowing people to like, I don't know, there's things people really, really want. And then something happens or time goes by and you think it's not possible. Right.
Yeah.
And it's not even like you want them anymore. I think that was the thing about having a baby at 46 for myself. If you had asked me at any moment, you know, prior to meeting Mike or falling in love with Mike, really, if I wanted another child, the absolute certainty was no, no, thank you. I actually was so sure I tied my tubes when I had my third C-section. Like I was clear. Yeah. I was complete. I was like done. And then life came, right? Like circumstances happen.
Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer if you want to invest in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy@FreshStartFamilyOnline.com once you sign up, and I will get you the foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start Experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax for all the details.
I found myself in a world I never even imagined. I didn't imagine being, falling in love with someone new. I didn't imagine falling in love with someone who had never been married and didn't have any biological kids of his own. Like, none of that was predictable or planned or even necessarily wanted. And here I am falling in love with Mike. And I remember I was working with a coach therapist, and I remember her just questioning me, like, maybe the possibility of having another child is something you need to explore. And I was like, what? Are you crazy? And then what was interesting was, like, I had made all these assumptions, right, about the way it was going to be. Like, I literally did think to a large degree I would die if I had another child, because I was I had 3 C-sections. So in my world, in my mind, I'm like, my uterus can't handle that. And in my world, I can't get pregnant. So she said, well, maybe you just need to explore it. And then I opened up my mind and I said, well, rather than my assumptions, there are doctors that can tell you these things. And so I went and I did the exploration, and every time I came out of a doctor's appointment and they told me, it's not probable, but it's not impossible. I was like, whoa.
And wow.
And I was like, okay. And then, and also like wanting to rush through, then I was like, okay, fine, let's have a baby and whatever. But I was like, should we adopt, or should we use donor eggs, or like a surrogate? Like, I just wanted to rush it through. And then I had to stop and pause and look and say, okay, well, what do I really, really want? And I'm like, if I could have waved a magic wand, what I really wanted was Mike and a child of ours. And really it was like, I was like, okay, let's go for it. Right. Go for it. Worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work. the thing I thought to myself was like, well, if I don't try and I don't go for it, which will I regret more? Right? Not having and never trying, or trying and not having. So I was like, if I try and it doesn't work, I'll know, right? And I'll experience the journey and I'll understand, I'll have compassion for other things that I don't understand now. Anyway, turns out yes. It worked. And that's the miracle. Like, and I share a bit more about it in the book, but it is straight out of the miracle books. Like,
yes.
I'm not diminishing what it takes to go through all that. It took a lot. And I know that I am incredibly lucky. And that little boy was definitely, little Zach, he was definitely meant to come. And, but he's been such a joy. And I think, you know, like I didn't realize, you know, and again, it's not about fixing the family that, you know, was broken per se on December 22nd, 2011. But when you watch Zach, you know, this baby brother that is all of my Max, Melanie, and Brooke's brother, right? And they love him. And I couldn't imagine how much. It's so funny, actually. Melanie, I'm sorry, I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit, but Melanie,
that's good.
She came to the hospital after I had this, like, brings tears to my eyes, but she came to the hospital. She's the oldest. And she was holding Zach, and she looked at me and she's like, oh my God, Mom, I did not know him. I did not know I was going to love him this much.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that's so awesome.
It was. It's so awesome. Yeah. And then they're just like siblings too, which also cracks me up, because I thought these guys are so much older, right? Like, they surely aren't going to be jealous. Oh no, no, no. We have it all. Like, you know, they fight.
Oh, that's
hilarious. They were yesterday fighting over one of those, Melanie, who's 17, and Zach, who's 3, over the dinner. I'm like, really?
Oh my God.
Anyway, it was adorable. But anyway,
that is hilarious. Oh, and again, I just see like so much divine in there. And like, you know, I can just imagine Mike was your original husband, your first husband.
Brian was the original.
Brian. I can just imagine like Brian just smiling and guiding all of that, because, you know, I always say to Terry, like, if anything ever happens to me, I want you to be happy. I want you to find another beautiful girl. Like, you hear me? Like, that's what we, you know, we love. When you have true love and you love someone so much, it's like, life is so fragile and we never know how long we're going to be here, but we all want our loved ones to be happy. And so I can just imagine him guiding that, and secretly up there going, anything's possible, Eileen. Go for it. Go for it.
No, and if there are any widows listening, I don't know. I mean, I'm not, but I do think asking your loved one on the other side to show you a sign, guide the way, pick him out, her out, they out, whatever. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. But anyway.
Oh gosh, well, Eileen, you have given us just so many beautiful points of encouragement and wisdom. And thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being so courageous and being so vulnerable too, and helping us to remember that there are silver linings, and that if we keep our eyes open and we have our hearts open and we're willing to be vulnerable and receive, that there is such goodness in store for us. And I think that is a message that is just going to resonate so deeply with all the listeners. So like I said, we are going to make sure that we put your book, Time to Fly, over on our website. We have a pretty extensive shop page now on the Fresh Start Family website. We'll make sure we link it in the show notes and let listeners know where they can find you, because I know you're a health and wellness coach too. So tell us where they can go find you.
Yeah. So I'm on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of it, Twitter, although I don't like to tweet that much, but anyway, and my personal page is EileenRobertsonHamra.com and, fittogetherllc.com for, an expansion of what I offer, but yeah.
Love. So we'll have to, maybe we'll have you back on to talk about your health and wellness services, because I know you're doing a ton of incredible stuff with your company Fit Together.
Yes, that would be fantastic. And it's been lovely. Thank you for creating this space for me to share and for your community. I really acknowledge you for that. It's awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Eileen.
You're welcome.
For links and everything we talked about in today's episode, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/65.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate, disciplined toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.